This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوا الله فقد فاز المتقون أما بعد فقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون لعلكم تتقون لعلكم تتقون Brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, once again, it's a beautiful feeling for all of us here because we're able to gather again, together to worship Allah, especially to fast in this coming Ramadan that will start tomorrow. The blessing of Ramadan is very unique for us. You may not feel, but I believe all of you have the same feeling and experience. You hardly can gather a lot of our old jama'ah and the new jama'ah. Only Ramadan, alhamdulillah. Very unique. It's Allah's blessing. That's why Ramadan is special. We know everybody has been very busy, but we hope we are busy for akhirah, not only for dunya. Allah Rabbul Alameen remind us about the blessed month of Ramadan. And He command all the believers, O you who believe, ya ayyuhallazina amanu. Remember, I am the one who make fasting an obligation upon you. He chose this month for us to fast. But He also reminds us, you are not the only ummah that Allah command you to fast. But He have commanded the earlier ummah to fast. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ Like how He make fasting an obligation upon the ummah before all of you. Then Allah said, the reason I want you to fast is not to make your life difficult, to make you unproductive, to make you lazy, to give excuses. Because I'm not eating, I'm not drinking, don't call me to do extra. Yeah? No. Purely because Allah loves us, He wants to bring all of us to the next level. That is taqwa. La'allakum tattaqun. One thing that I like to share with all our good brothers and sisters, you can experience that we are praying on a new carpet. Alhamdulillah. I don't know whether you remember or not. Yeah, we have been praying on a different carpet for years and years. This year, with Allah's blessing, Dato' Barros and family contribute this new carpet for all of us. Alhamdulillah, may Allah reward them kindly. Amen. And also our members who have been supporting us, the staff, our youths, our volunteers who have been preparing this day. We have a lot of cleaning up and the extension outside, you can see another new development also sponsored by the same man the family who sponsor the carpet. Alhamdulillah. Now, one unique thing that happened to all of us is that we always come back together. Even everybody is busy after that, but we always make sure when Ramadan comes, we are back. Now, this is a good spirit. If you look into ayat of the Quran, Allah keep on reminding us, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Now, this ayah also that was recited by our Prophet every time when he gave a sermon, when he conduct a classes, and when he gave khutbah and so on, is to remind all of us how important to attain taqwa. Now, one of the signs of a good practicing Muslim, mu'min and muttaqin, look at the ayah after that. Allah said, "Wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu." Hold fast together with the rope of Allah. Hold Quran and the Sunnah. Don't ever abandon Quran and Sunnah. Don't be divided. Don't allow anybody to divide you from the mu'min and muttaqin. If you think you are doing something good, but you are dividing, then it's not good. Because Allah forbid the believer and the muttaqin to be divided. Stay, hold on together with the Quran and the Sunnah. By doing that, inshallah, this Ramadan will be the best Ramadan. We can be busy, but we must stay together. Stay connected. Do things collectively. There's a lot of blessing. We know what happened when Ramadan come in. There are a few things I like to remind myself and all the good jama'ah, veteran, the elders, the young one, and we have the latest group called The Hive. You may not be aware, but we are sharing with all of you. We always plan for the future. We have to plan for the next generation to come. Now, when Ramadan come in, what did the Prophet say? One of the popular hadiths is that Dakhla Ramadan Futihat Abwabu Sama. The Prophet is telling us when Ramadan comes in, the gate of paradise is open. Allahu Akbar. For all of us here, our Ramadan starts tomorrow, fasting day. For those in the Middle East, they have started yesterday. Oh, today. Today they start. The Qiyam last night. This is what the Prophet is telling us. Futihat Abwabu Sama. The gate of paradise is open. Ahlan wa sahlan. If anybody who die while fasting, he will be entering the gate of Ar-Rayyan. A special gate for you. Then the second blessing in the month of Ramadan, وَغُلِقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمُ. The gate of hell is closed. Allah don't want us to suffer. It's not easy, brother and sister. If you experience some burn here while you are cooking, you can see how it hurt your body. The whole body is aching, to the head, to your mind. There is only accidentally you are burned. Maybe because of the heat, maybe because of the gas, but whole body is going into hell. Na'uz billah. So the Prophet is telling us, wasul silat shayatin, rawahu Bukhari. The third thing, Shaitan is going behind bar now. But you find there's still a lot of shaitan in Ramadan. But you don't blame the jinn shaitan. You blame human shaitan. Because the Prophet said shaitan is being chained. If he can talk to you, say, don't blame me. I cannot disturb you anymore. If you really are fasting, I can't. I surrender. Wasusilat shayatin. And then the Prophet reminds us how to fast. Man soma Ramadana imanan wahtisaban. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi. Whoever fasts with the right intention, right faith, I believe that Allah wants me to be a better person. Wahtisaban, with hope. Following all the SOP of fasting, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised all of us, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi. All your past sins, Allah forgive. Allahu Akbar. That is for the fasting when we are going to do it tomorrow in the daytime. Then when night time, Rasulullah said again, man qama Ramadana imanan wahtisaban. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi. Again. When you fast, Allah forgive all the past sin. Then Allah said, the Prophet said again, whoever qiyam, which we have just performed just now, with the right faith and do it properly. When the Prophet command us to pray, he always said, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform your prayer like how you seen me perform. We never live in the time of the Prophet, but it was witnessed by the companion, by the wife of the Prophet. And it's recorded in the authentic hadith. How can we, as the Ummah of the Prophet, fail to understand? Don't pray just for the sake of praying. You pray the way the Prophet wants you to pray. Example, tonight you see we don't rush to Ma'nina, recitation, Fatiha. All is waqaf, not wasal. There is a best adab. You are talking to Allah. Allah wants you to talk to Him in a good way, in well-mannered, ayah wa ayah, because he is going to respond. You say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I, Allah, is going to respond, Hamidani Abdi. You said, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah is going to respond, Asna Alayya Abdi. You said, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is going to respond, Majjadani Abdi. You say, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka na'budu. Allah is going to respond, Haza bayni wa bayna abdi wa li abdi masa. Can you imagine? Don't you want Allah's response? Do we want that, brother and sister? SubhanAllah. It's a two-way communication. And at this beginning of Ramadan, the first night of Piyam, I believe all of you have extra time to stay on. But I'm not going to delay a lot. Beautiful ayah been selected by our young imam. Here is a training ground. We do not just give you knowledge. We offer a platform to train our young generation who have been leading us in prayer for years and years. So that when we die in peace, because we know our children can perform prayer for us. And that's why we have all these kind of activities. Al-Khadim activity is from cradle to grave. When you have baby, you bring them here. We will do the tahnik, the halak, and everything. When something happens, you need our services. We have the funeral janazah van, and we have our team to help. So that we follow the sunnah from the day we are born until we die. We do not want to just, I want to follow the sunnah, but then you don't stay in the jama'ah. When you don't stay in the jama'ah, you will not be able to make sure that you will end with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then what did the imam was reciting? Alhamdulillah. Start with Alif Lam Mim Al Baqarah. Alhamdulillah, people say, oh, how long? When juzuk tonight? But alhamdulillah, our imam, a very, very caring imam. We have reminded them not to burden the ma'mum. Yeah? If not, then the ma'mum cannot focus in the prayer. They hate the imam. They think, imam, when are you going to end your recitation? Then there's no more communication, no more connection with Allah. Alhamdulillah. They're very kind, passionate imam. Yeah, short, sweet, and solid. But please remember today, at least I want to remind how important to understand Alif Lam Mim. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. If you look at it, I want to make it brief. The few ayah, Allah who created all of us know that we are going to live on planet Earth here, this world, full of corruption. It's like a big rubbish bin. You have the good, the bad, the ugly everywhere. Sometimes we have good friends, sometimes you have bad friends, and you have ugly friends who wait for you to fail, who wait for you to drop. In front of you, they smile. Oh, you're my friend. Behind you, na'uzu billah. The good, the muttaqin, people who believe what Allah said in the Quran, and they follow what Allah said in His book. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. The believer are the people who believe in the unseen, and then they establish their prayer in the way the Prophet want them to perform the prayer, and they are ready to participate in infaq, sadaqah, zakat, and everything. They are ready to give for the sake of Allah. That is the mu'min. And you know the poster here is talking about infaq too. Because the Prophet in the month of Ramadan, he is the most generous person. Never think of himself, except he was thinking, how can I give more and give more and give more to help the poor and the needy who need our help. Only the difference when you do it with us, we have our team who will go and check their database, background, to make sure that they don't take us for a ride. Everybody wants to do good, but you don't have the time to follow up. You don't have the time to follow up with the body, the mind, and the soul. We have this. That's why we encourage people to do things collectively. If everybody wants to do, you can do, of course. But you are not helping the poor and the needy. Helping the poor and then is not just giving food, giving money, but make sure you give them knowledge. You follow up. And make sure that they start to pray, because they don't need money to perform prayer. A lot of poor and the needy, they don't even pray. Can you imagine? They don't even remember Fatiha sometimes. But who is there to follow up? We are not here to judge them. We are here to help them. That is how we do things here. Now, these are the good people, you see. good people, any problem, refer back to the book. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. A muttaqin always go back to the book. How many Muslims today, when they have problem, they go back to the book? Hardly anybody. How many Muslim leaders, when they talk, they use Quran to talk? No. They only use the verses of Allah for their own benefit, yes. But not for the sake of Allah. Then you have the kuffar, very clear cut. They make sure that I'm not with you. But today, we fail even with the kuffar. When come to the kuffar, Ruhama bainahum. We are so kind, so respectful, always so good to them, so passionate. When come to the believer, we are so hard on each other. And Allah said, Muhammad Rasulullah wallazina ma'ahu ashidda'u ala kuffar ruhama'u bainahum. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his follower, they are very firm dealing with the non-believer. Right is right, wrong is right. No, we never compromise. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. Today, we don't know what is happening to this ummah. They never compromise with you. We keep on compromising. We have failed ourselves. We have failed to protect our dignity, our religion. Ruhama'u bainahum. Muhammad Rasulullah and his follower, when come to among believers, they are very kind, loving, forgiving, and they always help one another. We are opposite today. Na'uzubillah. Then you know, are they believer? No. Are they kuffar? They don't say they are kuffar. They say they are with us. Then the third part of the ayah came. Wa minan nas man yaqulu rabb. The group of people who in front of you say, I believe, but they don't really believe. They are the worst people, the hypocrite. A hypocrite, they behave like you, they pray like you, they talk like you, they recite Quran like you, they fast like you, but when they have problems, they never go back to the Muslim, they go back to the kuffar and ask for advice. That is the munafiqin. Their qibla is not Quran and Sunnah. Their qibla mostly to the west. Then you know who they are. When you know who they are, why Allah revealed this ayah? So that you are alert, brother and sister. You are guided. Hudal lil muttaqin. So you know, okay, I know who you are. You don't have to explain further because Allah informed me in the Quran about the characteristic of the disbeliever, the characteristic of a hypocrite. Enough. You can say anything. I know. Because Allah informed me, Allah cannot be wrong. I can be wrong. How can you call him munafiq? How you know what is in the heart? I don't know. Allah knows. And Allah have said, if you have this sign, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, confirm. Munafiq, khalas. You still don't believe. You don't believe in what Allah said, then you have problem again. Just an example. This is the few ayah, many that I want to share with all of you, but not the right time. We will go slowly. Every night we are here to remind everybody how to become better, better, stronger, stronger, more united, more positive. Don't entertain all the whispering. Remember, outside Ramadan, shaitan whisper. Ramadan, shaitan is chained. He cannot whisper anymore. What he can do? He sent his agent. Who are the agent? You and me. Allazi waswisu fi sudurin nas minal jinnati wan nar. Jin sulsilat. Chain now. Khalas. The gene in the Middle East was changed today because they start Ramadan today. Our gene is still active until tomorrow. They are planning, also you must plan now. So you must know where you stand, because you are coming into Ramadan with the right belief, iman. No more. What Allah said, I follow. What the Prophet meant, I will try my best to do. Khalas. I'm going to entertain what people just said. We know that his proxy for 11 months, he looked for his proxy. 1 month, he take rest. He then rest like us. He is planning for 2025. Now we are 2024. After Ramadan, he is going to come up full force again to make all of us get crazy. Now, a humble reminder, Squad Prihatin Kemiskanan SPK. Initiative is dedicated to help 500 poor and needy families for a year. If you go out later on, you can see we have all the information who want to pick up one family, two family. You can sign in. Yeah. We conduct two interviews, home visit to confirm, because last time we don't go, they come. What they say, I mean, we believe. COVID helped us. COVID have a lot of blessing too. COVID, nobody move. They cannot come. Then we plan to go. So we went to visit them. Alhamdulillah, then we get to know them better. We have home visit to identify the most deserving people, families, offering them not just physical sustenance, but also mental and spiritual. BMS, that is our value. B, physically for the body, M, the mind, give them knowledge, Quran and Sunnah, and S, spirit. Connect them with Allah again. Make them worship Allah. Make them read the book of Allah. And we have weekly Quran and religious classes for them to follow. This holistic support serves as a temporary aid to empower these families toward a better future. With many already having successful getting out of poverty, now they are doing some small business. We have empowered them. But we do it in a holistic manner. Monitor, follow up. That is very important. I know a lot of our good brothers and sisters doing a lot of good things. But we want all of us to do together so that more organized. Not just for the sake. You do, I do, everybody do. And now everybody is getting a lot of support from the different group of people, but same person. Because you do not communicate with us. Which area do we cover? Who do we cover? So that you don't have to do it again. If not, you may go to the same place and help the same people. And the people tell nobody help us. We have all this problem before. Sometimes we realize we have been helping you for years and you say nobody help you. Because he informed other people. Because other people who approached them. Now, to feed a family for 365 days a year, this Jariyah reward from the Quran and religious classes to be reason this family come out of poverty, and if you do it in the month of Ramadan, there are special reward, because in the month of Ramadan, any good deeds that you engage, brother and sister, the reward is unlimited. Yeah. Other thing, one deed, I reward you 10 to 700 times, except in Ramadan. When you are fasting, You abandon your shahwat, you abandon your dream, your food, everything for the sake of Allah, and you respond to the call of Allah for infaq. The reward, unlimited. Sisters, if you got a man who loves you, give you a credit card, unlimited card, how you feel? How you feel? Allahu Akbar. But Allah's card is better. Allah's card, unlimited. His blessing, Allahu Akbar. It's not just money, brothers and sisters. You have more, you think it's yours? No. You are the keeper for a while. You don't give one day, the money will be taken away. And too late for you to give. So inshallah, you'll find on the way out, you see some banner there on the wall outside here. There's numbers there, family from 001 to 500. You can pick up. And you communicate with our team. You go to the website. Website will be shared to all of you by tomorrow. Yeah, we are doing all these things, but they have some technical problem. But we will inform all of you by tomorrow. So, brother and sister, please make sure don't miss your sahur, number one. Yeah? Now, I think I have early sahur. No. Sahur, half hour before fajar. Best time for sahur. You wake up for that sahur, fi barqa, blessing. And don't forget to make dua too. And if you do sahur that time, inshallah, fajar on time. If you do sahur earlier than that, na'uzubillah. We don't know what time is your fajar. And when you breakfast, please, brother and sister, try to follow the sunnah. Breakfast, remember, not dinner yet, breakfast, iftar, tamar, some fruit, drink, khalas, salah. But before that, don't be too busy preparing for food to iftar until you miss the good time to make dua. Because the dua of the person who's fasting before he break his fast will not be rejected. Don't miss the opportunity. Thirdly, don't forget when you eat dinner or any time, don't waste. If you waste, it's not, don't blame shaitan. Even Allah said, Mubazzirina mina shaitan. Inna al-mubazzirina kanu ikhwani shayatin. But shaitan is no more there. It's you. Yeah, so don't waste. Lastly, don't forget to be ready to engage in infaq. Donate to our team, SPK team, so that we can do more for the future Ummah. May Allah bless all of you. Have a good rest. And don't forget, this month, Allah chose to reveal all the Holy Scripture. I'll share with you about that tomorrow. So don't forget to start to read the Quran. I would recommend after reading 10 pages, stop. Read the meaning. I want you to understand what Allah is saying to us. Just keep on reading, khatam, and don't understand. Where is the value? That's why we have so much problem. Because we don't know what we are reading. Quran is a guidance. Every problem, فَإِن تَنَزَقْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ. You dispute, you are confused with anything, back to the book. But recite, stop, go through the meaning. You don't understand, note it down. When you attend classes, all our ongoing classes is still on, you can ask. Enrich yourself before it's too late. And lastly, please stay istiqamah. we have been failing, it's not because we never learn. It's not that we don't have knowledge. But we are not istiqamah in the jama'ah. So once again, we ask Allah to forgive all of us who are here. And forgive all our family members who have passed away. All the members who are with us since we have our markas here. And many who have returned back to Allah. May Allah forgive them. And may Allah make them among the righteous people, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Wasaliheen. And so that one day, when we go back to Allah, may Allah meet all of us again. Like how we gather all of us in Ramadan, we hope Allah will gather all of us in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Amin. Wabillahi taufiqi wa akhri da'wana. Innal hukma illa lillahi alayhi tawakkaltu fa alayhi yatawakkal mutawakkilun. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.